When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, Judith Holder, where are you?
Hello, Jenny Eclair.
That's my name.
I'm in Cornwall. What's my name?
No, I said that's my name, you deaf old coot. I know you're in Cornwall because you very generously invited me to Cornwall. And then yesterday you put a photograph of yourself up on the notice board looking bracing walk, Judith. You looked like you were on a cliff top.
I know, I was down, it's the Tregantle Beach. You didn't go there when you and
Jeff that sounded very accusatory.
Well, it is a little bit, to be honest.
You didn't go there. Well, yes. Is it an easy walk down?
No,
it
is not.
The one Jeff and I did was a million steps. Million steps down, million steps up.
Oh, well, perhaps you did do it then. Gorgeous Long Beach. Perhaps you did. I take that back.
Yes.
I stand corrected. I'm here on my own, and I would have liked you to have come, but we would have probably got a bit fed up of each other.
Oh, by now. The sniping by now. And
little bit.
I don't know whether you'd have watched the Love Island final on
Monday. Of course I wouldn't. Is that what you watched?
Well, I forgot, actually, and then I had the last 15 minutes in bed watching it with Jeff going. And it was quite a shock ending, to be quite honest. The people who won weren't people I was expecting, but apparently not many people watched it, so you weren't on your own, Judith. Yes, by this point, we'd have been snarling at each other in the kitchen.
A little bit.
Let's face it.
Yeah,
we're both extremely territorial.
Yes, I think the difficulty would have been the kitchen, really. Well, no, actually, I'm saying that. I think the difficulty would have been pretty much everywhere by now.
Yeah, but the great thing is, two bathrooms.
Oh, yes. You could have had the worst one. You could have had the tiny one. I'd have had the good one.
Thank you very much.
I'd have had the good bedroom. You'd have had the less good bedroom.
Well, it's your apartment.
Well, that would be the...
I mean, though I am the guest, I think some people would... up for debate. I think the guests should have the master's
guests
suite.
Choose.
A lovely day yesterday and a bracing walk along the beach.
Lovely. Supposed to be
good
doing...
Good for you.
Good for you. Yeah. There's that phrase, isn't it?
Well done you.
Well done you.
You're quite old, but you still get yourself about, don't you? Well done you.
Well done you for being alive still and kicking.
Yeah, and sometimes it's followed by... Oh, bless.
Oh, I know it is, isn't it? Do you know it is increasingly? Hairdressers and people do that.
Strangers, fucking young strangers, young women. Oh, bless.
Yeah, I know.
And then they're a bit taken aback when I turn around and go, oh, fuck off. Oh, Judith, that's what I call her. Is that a tenor lady cough? Is it a tenor lady?
Well, funny you should say that because... Yeah. I did for the first time ever succumb. I put them in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Even though I'm here on my own, I've hidden them. Do you know what I mean?
So I would do that, sort of slightly in denial. Because when I had the long virus that went on from the 3rd of February, it still occasionally flares back up, I have to say. If I get tired, I get a sore ear and a sore throat on one side. And... when I was at the peak of that illness, though, and I was sharting the bed and wetting the bed and going through five pairs of pyjamas, I couldn't quite bring myself, A, to ask Jeff to get me some tenor lady or to put it on my Sainsbury's delivery.
Right.
I just ended up having to change sheets, Judith.
Oh,
and really, looking back now, there's a sort of, I can't quite bring myself. And everyone, you know, when I said I was ill on social media, everyone kept saying tenor lady. I think it's quite a common thing.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you've got some in the bathroom. So if I come to stay and I do have a cough, I shall help myself to your supply.
Indeed. Well, if there's any left, Jenny, if there's any left, that's the worry, is that there won't be any. It won't be any going back.
Right.
But there
so
you
this
go.
Is this a cough and a cold that you've got? You do sound a bit snotty.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's so tea. I mean, it's boring, isn't it?
It is boring. I've got a massive mouth ulcer as well. And you know, I get those because of my tomato allergy. Well, I haven't eaten a tomato in years.
No,
so where the fuck has this come from? Well, I think what it is, Judith, and I think I'm going to blame you.
Are you?
Yeah. You know, you always say to me, Barocca. Well, what is Barocca? It's kind of solidified orange vitamin C, isn't
it? It's got acid in it, hasn't it?
It's got the orange in it, I think. And I think that might have been
what...
Set you off.
So you're blaming me, are you?
Yeah, I am.
It's not going to work.
Why is Mike not with you?
Well, Mike, as some, you know, diligent listeners will remember, would realise, he's gone off to the Galapagos.
He's gone off to the Galapagos.
Yes. So far, he's been gone. When did he go? He's been, do you know, he's been gone for a week. The only communication I've had from him...
Well, he's on the Galapagos.
It's a picture of a frigate bird.
Well, I'm going to have to Google frigate bird, Judy.
It is the dullest picture. It's like he's gone to the other side of the world. He's made a fortune.
Yeah.
And the only thing he's put on the... family WhatsApp, no message or anything, just his fucking bird. No, afterwards. A frigate bird. It just looks like a rook that you'd see on the M26. I mean, it's just a big black bird. It's a rook, but they've said it's a frigate. No, male, even he said, a male frigate bird. And do you know what that makes me realise? It makes it, I bet you've been on these trips. Like if you go dolphin watching or something.
I've never been on a trip like that. Never
have
in my life. No.
Why?
Because I was always thinking I'd do it when I was older, and now I am older. I can't afford it.
Well, don't be sick. You've got to speed up. You've got to get them. Really?
Oh, yeah, no. I've never done a wildlife or nature or a... Listen, you haven't done that many. I mean, I think you've done a few accidental sightings of big fish that you would probably say, oh, it's a dolphin or a, you know, sperm whale.
Oh, no, you're wrong.
But you've never been on safari.
I have. Oh, yes. Yeah, when the girls were little, yes. Been on safari, been whale watching in Moby Dick land, saw whales. Got very overexcited. The most excited person on the boat.
Moby Dick line.
Oh, you know that fancy bit of America? Is it Martha's Vineyard?
Oh, yeah. It's round there.
Yeah, so you can go and have a nosy at all the houses. That was the best bit, actually.
Absolutely.
And then you go off on a whale trip. And actually, they do normally see whales, don't they? I mean, normally. And we did see some. They're very ugly, very ugly whales. No, they're not.
Ugly faces. Yeah. I'll tell you something else. I don't know whether I've ever admitted this. Out in the open, I'll get a lot of hate mail for this.
Oh, gosh.
I don't like elephants. I don't like them.
How can you not like elephants?
I just don't like them. I'm a bit scared of them. I think they're very ugly and they've got mean eyes. Do you mind? I'm very sorry. I know this will have offended a lot of people.
Well,
and
I don't know what to say,
they make me shudder. When I see, you know those, because we watch a lot of talking pictures on Channel 82, the black and white movies, and the adverts in between those old black and white movies are hilarious because it's always Ian Botham putting his feet into a bowl of hot water or something. Or some sort of, you know, modern equivalent of a bool of hot water because he's got plantar fasciitis or whatever. It's always medical things.
Is it?
Or adopt a baby elephant or adopt a something or other from
or
a foreign land.
Or a cruise or something.
Oh, there's a lot. Yeah. There's a cruise advert at the moment. There's a tagline in it. There's a rhyming couplet in it that says something along the lines... savoury bites and fascinating sights.
That was a ridiculous line.
Savoury bites and fascinating sights. See the sights, have savoury bites. It's a rhyming couplet
awful.
That has savoury bites
awful.
And sights in it.
Oh, it's awful.
Just, it makes me whoop with laughter every time. I think I'd actually go on that cruise just for the savoury bite.
Who signed off on that?
I don't know.
What terrible creative director signed off on that and thought that's good?
Well, it's for old people, isn't it? They're in the boardroom.
That'll do. That'll be fine.
They're like snacks.
They'll be like that.
Savory bites. I'll be along for that. Fuck the sights.
Anyway. No, listen, to get back to the frigate bird, you see.
Yeah.
The male frigate bird and the photograph.
Yeah.
What it made me realise is when you go on, well, you obviously, now I realise, don't know about this, but when you go on a dolphin trip, they know that you're not going to see any fucking dolphins.
Yeah.
So they see anything, you know, and like the first thing they see, they waste a load of time telling you about, you know, some bloody you know, frigate bird and blah, 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 blah. And then they might tell you a bit about the ecology or something. Because, you know, they're just killing time, making you feel like they're telling you stuff that you're not interested. All you want to do is see a dolphin. That's all you want to do. That's what you're paid to see. You don't see one. So it was like, I reckon he's been on this boat for a few days and the only thing they've seen is a male frigate bird.
Desperately looking for a lady frigate
really
bird.
Dull.
I think that he's being actually quite kind to you. I think he's probably seen some really fascinating things, but he's just trying not to make you too jealous. No, so you're there in Cornwall by yourself. Have you, because sometimes you go a bit feral when you're by yourself.
I've gone very feral. Now, the problem is, because I've set it aside as a DIY sort of week.
Oh, dear.
Well, basically...
Have you got tools? Have you got tools with you?
Oh, I've got... Yeah, and I bought PVA glue with me and all sorts of dreary things. Well, basically, you can't get anybody to do anything here. Woody, who's the local painter and decorator, he's sort of, you know, stacked up with jobs and he won't do the little things that need doing here. So anyway, I've got, oh God, I've been rubbing down bits of the wall and, oh, I bloody hate it. I can't. Oh, don't you?
Do you know what I do, Judith? You know, next time you lend the apartment out, do a sort of a base rate for anyone that brings along someone that can do those little jobs. Basically, it's sort of 50 quid off a night or something if they do a little job.
If they put like, do you know what? Well, I give it to them for free. Yeah. Have the apartment, bring your drill.
Somebody bring drill, free holiday. Yeah, but they've got to do a really good job. You don't want someone like me, you know, complete time waster, coming along cack-handedly just sort of putting holes in things. So what is your plan today, Judith? Is the sun shining?
The sun isn't really shining. No, it's not. No, but it's got, you know, it's always gorgeous here. It's always gorgeous. And I've got a lot of layers of PVA glue to put on.
But what are you doing?
Well, because you see, what happens is it's because we're right next to the sea. The sea, the salt comes through the wall. It happens it's not. So you have to kind of once a year, you have to scrape it all off and then you have to spray it with vinegar or this stuff. Oh, it's too boring.
Is this inside or outside?
Oh, it's inside. It's inside. Yeah, so I'm doing that. But it's gone everywhere. And, you know, I get up in the morning and it's all there. And I'm just bored with it. And I want to get the paints out. And
you and I haven't managed to paint since these children were born, have we? Because all this sort of extra spare time that we used to have pre-nanahood has gone.
But yes, you're right. Neither of us have been putting those cheery little bits of artwork on the notice board. It's been...
Nobody's noticed. Nobody's exactly sort of written in and gone, where's your artwork gone? I really
like that.
When are you two going to have an exhibition?
They probably just think, oh, what a relief.
Yeah, I know. Pretend to like those things. I put a sort of rather winsome photograph of me up on the notice board last night, because you had your sort of healthy one of striding along with your sea view.
Yeah.
I put one up of me in my office.
Oh, I didn't see that. I haven't seen that.
Well, I only put it up because actually I look quite good.
Of course, that's why you put it. Well, yeah.
You know when you do a selfie and you manage to get the angle quite in a flattering way? You can't see all the chins.
Oh.
So I thought, well, I'll put that up. I said... Jenny would like to be in Judith's happy place, and she was invited, but at the moment she is tethered to London. Tethered to London.
I'm looking at it now. You look a bit startled.
Well, no, I don't, Judith. I look wide-eyed. Someone said I look wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, and lots of people have complimented me on my skin and said, what is my secret? Well, I'll tell you what the secret to good skin is.
What?
I have worn foundation every single day of my life since I was 20. It's protected it. It has, like PVA glue, it has protected it. I have always worn, in recent years, an SPF factor 50 on my face. And I keep out of the sun because I'm too fair and it doesn't do me any good.
Well,
so, you know, and I take
you've done right there, haven't you?
Flattering light. That's what I do as well. But it's mostly makeup. Basically, so there you go.
Yeah, what else have you been up to?
Well, I've been selfless this week.
Have you?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes. Last week I was a good neighbour. This week I've been selfless. At the weekend I helped Jeff out on his 20th century print stall at Dulwich College.
Oh, yes.
I have to say, nobody's got any money though. All the cheap stuff went, all the unframed cheap stuff.
Right.
Not cheap. That's the wrong. Oh, Christ, Jeff.
You'll get Jeff, into
kill me if you heard me say
the less expensive.
Least less expensive. Yes. Yeah.
Right.
The
affordable.
The more affordable. The sort of unframed. But the big money stuff stayed resolutely on the walls.
Yeah.
And you had to try not to get cross with the punters.
Oh, I bet.
You sometimes just want to get them, turn them upside down, shake the money out of their pockets.
Yeah.
And just, you know, because there are a few people who are time wasters as well. So this is a sort of example of time wasting. So Jeff's gone off, you know, because he can't bear it if he's not selling anything. So he's gone for a wander. And I'm sitting there on a stool looking friendly. And someone comes up. yeah, I know. Someone comes up and goes, is this your work?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I said, if I was David Hockney, I wouldn't be sitting on my arse. On Sunday afternoon in Dulwich College trying to flog stuff.
Yeah.
But thank you very much indeed if you thought it was. But no, it's not. David Hockney, you know, there's some quite big names up there. But anyway, you know, I suppose it was a compliment in some respects, but there you go.
But you have to keep repeating yourself, I imagine, don't you? That's the other thing. It must be exhausting. You have to kind of do the spiel again and again.
Yeah, but because I've been so antisocial for so long, I actually quite enjoyed it. And we had quite a few gang members, Judith, as well.
Did you? Did they come? Oh, that's so wonderful.
Some local ones. And then, actually, very sweetly, a couple who, the son of someone who lives in Spain, said, my mum knew that this was going on, said I had to come and say hello and wants a photo. So, you know, so we had to do that. And that was just very, you know, it's always nice.
It's very touchy, isn't it?
And people, you know, it is really, you know, because I think both you and I get very taken aback when we actually meet people who listen to us.
Absolutely. And they've really listened. I met one the other day. I think she was called Gabby at the International Women's Day. Lovely woman. She said, oh, how was the twins' birthday? And you think, well, how do you know that? Oh, my God, you actually listen.
Yeah.
To all this rubbish that we go on about. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And there was one at the art show that, well, it was furniture and art and stuff, that said, you know, my father's just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and all the talk about June has really helped me.
Wow.
And she said, though I did end up, you know, when she died, I did end up walking around the park in floods of tears.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, the other thing that I'm never doing again, Judith, never, ever doing again, I'm not buying coffee out ever again.
It's expensive, isn't it? It's expensive.
It's £3.40. It's gone up.
Oh, you're joking.
No, I'm not. I shit ye not, Judith. £3.40 for just a, you know, that's not at all. That's a regular size of latte. And, you know, sometimes it's only half full and I'm just not doing it anymore.
How did it happen? How did this happen? I mean, tea as well. £2.90 I paid for a cup of tea on the way down here. Service station, a Costa or something, and you just think that tea bag cost you about, you know, a fraction of a penny, and it's a bit of what. This is outrageous, isn't
it? It's outrageous.
It is outrageous.
Now, what is interesting, the Telegraph this week, they did a price, calorie and taste comparison between Greggs and Gales.
Yeah.
Interesting results. Now, some people won't know Gales because I think it's a south of England.
It's quite
thing.
A south thing, isn't it?
But they're expanding. You're going to have one near you.
Oh,
so prepare to take out a mortgage for a bun. Okay.
Oh, yeah, the sausage
Gales is very posh and very expensive. So they did this comparison thing, and Gales and Greggs, although they have their specialities. So Gales won on coffee and pastry,
right?
But guess what, Greggs,
rolls.
Absolutely, they won the sausage rolls, and they beat Gales on donuts.
Fantastic! I'm such a fan of Greggs, and I've noticed that people are cottoning on, aren't they? Because now I noticed the queue at Greggs for teas and coffees. I mean, they're sort of reasonably priced. Yeah, much longer. And they're opening stores. Well, yeah, we could have told them that. Duh.
Yeah.
Cheaper stuff. But does this mean you've got to take a thermos round with you?
I've got a thermos, Judith. I took a thermos to the show, the art show, the Jeff's thing, and I made the worst worst cup of coffee in that thermos. It was almost undrinkable, but it was free, so we had to drink it. There we go. I took a Tupperware as well. I took a Tupperware of chocolate biscuits and some mint humbugs.
You are a different person than when I met you.
I'm skinter. When I first met you, Judith, I was, I was a bit extravagant, and I'm no longer extravagant. I did buy some sandwiches from Pret on the way down. I did do that. I didn't go the sandwich route as well. I didn't make my own sandwiches.
You can't do everything, can you? I mean, yeah. I'm very impressed. I'm jolly impressed. Well, I think we have to compare thermoses at some point. I think you should put a photo on the notice board of your thermos. Okay,
right. It's not exciting, Judith. I don't think it'll get many likes. So I'm not sure I'm going to obey you on that one. But anyway, so what else have you been up to?
Well, I've been rather selfless too, actually. I organised the litter pick in the village on Saturday morning.
My goodness.
Yes, I know. Get me with my brownie points.
Did you organise it? Do you have a sort of village WhatsApp or something?
Oh, yes, a WhatsApp.
Like,
and then it went in the village voice, which gets delivered around everybody's face. Yes.
So you were being performatively, because I can just see this, Judith. Very performative. You have organised a litter pick on the village, okay?
I know.
And this is around the village, or is it sort of...
Oh, it's in the main road that sort of is on the top of the village, around the lay-bys. So, okay. Very pleasingly, you see, in the village voice, it says, Judith is a plea for your help. You know, she's organising the litter pick. So it's there and everybody's, you know, it's written in black and white, you know, look at me. Yeah. The litter around, honestly... I'm speechless. The lay-bys and the people chuck things out of their cars. So it builds up and it builds up. And I just thought, no, I've got to do something about this. So we had kind of an army-ette of us. I think there were about eight.
Was it mostly women?
No, it was a mixture. No.
I thought it was all the busybody women.
Yep. No, so it was a decent turnout. The trouble is, I had to use my car. So I borrowed the picker-uppers and, you know, all that stuff that the other guy who does the litter picks sometimes has got. Yes, we had an army of people. But do you know what? I think it took us about 2 hours to clear three lay-bys. It took us all that time, you know, to pick up the bloody
mess. And
how
many was your army? I bet you were nervous the night before. I bet you were going, oh, God, what?
Yeah, it might just be me. No, but if it was just me, I could have come home, couldn't I? I got all the glory without doing it. I think there was probably eight of us.
That's very good.
But, you know, it's so different. I mean, actually, there was a lovely woman there who's never done it before, and she said to me, are we sorting it into recycling and not recycling? And you just think, no, we're not. We're just bunging it in fucking bags, and you'll be, you know, they're lucky we're doing it.
It's disgraceful. It is absolutely disgraceful. And the fines need to be much bigger for people chucking litter out of vans and cars and stuff.
I know,
it's
but catching them is impossible, isn't it? And
well,
you know
Judith, you and I could lie in wait in a lay-by.
I'd gladly sort of, do that.
We
gladly
could
do
be,
it.
You know, camouflaged up.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, well, like, you know, my dad used to do all that. He used to do a lot of crawling on his tummy and sort of camouflage on his face and all that. I must have inherited some of that.
I think we'd be good, you see. I think we'd be good. We could roam around.
I don't like being outdoors, really. I'd do it from a car.
We'd do the car. We could
do it from a car. We could listen to a really good audio book, have loads of Werther's Originals, lots of glasses of coffee, blanket over knees and just wait. Yeah. And then leap out. And I'd just do loads of swearing. Oi, cunts. Right, there we go. It's my birthday this week, Judith.
I know it is. I know it's your birthday on Friday.
Well, it's not, Judith. It's my birthday on Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, no, you're joking. Well, wait a minute. Oh, God, I think because I've organised something really quite special to arrive. But I think
is it arriving on Friday? Because I won't be in, because I'm at Wiggle and Rhyme.
For God's sake.
I'm at Wiggle and Rhyme. I've got a date with Arlo.
Oh.
I did it last week.
Do you have any neighbours that take anything in?
Of course, I've got neighbours. I don't know whether they're in or not.
But I mean, if something gets delivered, do they?
Well, I haven't got concierge outside my house. it depends whether there's anybody there. Listen, it'll be fine. It'll be absolutely fine. You might get a text, and if you do, tell them to leave it behind the bins.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So yes, good idea. Okay. Good idea.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So how old
are, well, I'm only 63, which I know is a mere baby compared to your sort of
how old are you? Oh, stop. Oh God, you love this question, don't you? You just love it. 67. You know what? I saw it written down on a prescription yesterday. Because they put your name in on the top and I saw it and I thought, well, they've got that wrong, haven't they? Why do they think I am 67?
I don't think of you as 67. I really don't, because that's uncomfortably close to 70.
Yeah, oh, sorry, now you actually, really yeah, have underlined yeah, it know, there, haven't you?
There you go. But I'm not doing 63. I just haven't got the energy or the enthusiasm for it. I couldn't give a shit about this birthday. I mean, you know, I've got a few things sorted out. I've got Phoebe's coming over with Arlo. My sister's coming up for a cup of coffee, because get this. Because I thought, well, I could go out for lunch with Sarah. That'd be nice. She said, No, I'm going out for lunch with someone else. I thought, could you not? No, I know. No. So she's coming up for a coffee and then she's going off for her lunch date and the rest of us going to the Whitechapel, I think, to see some art. And then I've got tickets booked for the David Hockney Immersive on Sunday. And I've got Janie Godley tickets for Friday night at the Leicester Square Theatre. So I've got a little, and then I've got your marvellous delivery in.
Yeah, indeed. In, so. And it's not a tea towel. You'll be relieved to know it's not a tea towel.
That last tea towel was my face dropped, Judith. My face dropped.
I know. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was one tea towel too many, wasn't it?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Anyway, but I think I once bought you something that you really didn't appreciate, and you were really quite dismissive of.
Was
I? And I thought, well, give it me back then. And it was a flower pressing thing.
Oh yes. I haven't used it. I'm afraid.
I didn't think
do you want
had.
It back?
Well, yes,
I'll
I
give
do.
It you back.
Yeah, oh, well do. I'm going to have
Well, that's
that
your that's test. Your Christmas present sorted then,
go.
Isn't
it's
it?
All, it's all And I'll give you back the tea towel. Anyway, Judith, I've just mentioned the venue, the Leicester Square Theatre, where I'm going to see Janie Godley on Friday night. And, well, what can we say about the Leicester Square Theatre, Judith?
Oh, very, very exciting. Exciting news, Gavin. Yeah. Exciting news. We're going to be on. We're going to be on.
Yeah, I can't remember the date, and I don't think we'll give the date yet because we're there aren't tickets available yet. It's just sort of in its fledgling mode. But Judith and I have decided. What have we decided, Judith?
We decided to do a joint turn, a gang show. We're actually doing an actual gang show.
We're doing a gig. We're doing a live, older and wider gig with Daisy's blessing. And I think it's going to be June. There's going to be a date in June. And the most important and exciting thing for you all, you don't need to get pens or pencils yet because we will announce the date and details later. But the one thing we know for sure, it is a matinee show.
Few for them and few for us.
Absolutely.
Frankly.
It was basically, that was the proviso. We'll do anything as long as it's in the afternoon.
Absolutely.
As long as we can get home for tea time. And I think a lot of people feel like that. In fact, interestingly, the recent Oscar winner, Jamie Lee Curtis, has come out as a matinee fan. She said publicly that if Bruce Springsteen wants to do a 5-hour concert, she's not going to come out at 9 o'clock at night. She'll come out at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, sensible.
Yep.
So very sensible.
Who knows? She might be in our audience.
She might. Well, you know, there's a good chance.
Yeah. We will actually offer her a complimentary ticket if she can be asked. I think if she sort of can't, if she doesn't want to do Bruce Springsteen at night, I'm not sure she's going to fly all the way over
I'm
to
not
the
sure.
UK.
We shouldn't bank on it. I don't think we should bank on it. No.
But listen, talking of theatres, you have had a theatre jaunt.
I certainly have. And I went to see Shirley Valentine with the wonderful Sheridan Smith, one-woman show.
Yeah.
And I went because Patty had bought a ticket. And I kind of misread her WhatsApp. Because I thought she was in the front row, but she was in the front row of the circle.
Right.
So I
right.
bought myself a seat at the front in the front row. That was. I've never been in the front row of anything, but was kind of in the front row. That's a bit cheaper because it's so front row.
Close. Yeah.
Front row.
Yeah. You're actually sort of looking up their skirts, aren't you? Because I've done it a couple of times. Yes. Not often.
Yes. Literally,
yeah.
I could see her fillings. I could see.
Thank you for that. she probably would be expecting, a critique of her performance and the play, not the art of her dentistry.
There's a bit where she rolls out a beach towel, and honestly, I think I was the closest to her of the whole theatre because it kind of flicked me in the eye. She kind of rolled it out, and whoa.
Funny. So
it was a very immersive sort of experience. But yes, she was brilliant. She was brilliant.
She has had brilliant reviews for this because when I realised that it was back on in London, I thought, God, I saw that about 30 years ago. Is it not very dated?
Well, it is dated. And to begin with, you think, well, I'm not buying into this because it is dated. But of course, now it's so dated, it is sort of like a bit of a period piece.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, they've left it long enough for it to have
an
impetus of its own kind
of. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, but it is a period piece, but masses of it are still really relevant.
Yeah.
And certainly in the second half, she starts to enjoy her own company, which I really like. She becomes her own person. It's less about her falling in love with the sort of Tom Conti figure.
I think that was concentrated more in the film.
In the film, yes, yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. I mean, I never fancied Tom Conti.
Oh, no, I did. I thought he was, but not in that one, because he was sort of Greeked up, which you wouldn't be allowed to do now. They'd get a Greek bloke.
Would you?
Absolutely. Things have changed, a lot for the better. But this piece still stands up, okay?
She's
in an unhappy relationship. Is it a marriage? And she wants.
Yeah, she's stuck in this marriage in a sort of terrible rut, that does feel.
And she
talks
to the wall, doesn't she?
And she talks to the wall, and some great lines, about marriage.
Isn't she frying eggs in this production?
She's frying eggs and actually frying chips, which obviously
I wouldn't have trusted you, Judith, on the front row.
Oh, I know, I fancied one. Thing is, I bought myself some mini cheddars, for snackage, but I was too close to eat them. Do you know what I mean? I didn't dare open them. She'd have lynched me, I should think.
Well, did she have a fried egg? Did she eat on stage?
No, she didn't. But she did actually have fried eggs. I mean, that was pretty impressive, actually. No, she was very good. And it left you with this feeling that I know this is going to sound like a bit of a cliche now I'm saying it, but as we get older, we do have to, we have to live our biggest life and seize opportunities. And I think in the end, yes, you felt that she had got to know herself and become more confident. It does stand up, and it's very funny in places. Very, very, very funny. And it was a packed house and a standing ovation. And it was a lovely experience, apart from five quid for the ice cream. But there you go.
You can't bring your own ice cream, Judith. It doesn't work. You have to have a freezer bag and all that. No,
well, you could.
I think it's a challenge to you. So anyway, Judith, I mentioned it very briefly before, but I've got a new Friday morning job.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to know what it is?
I certainly do. What are you doing?
I go to Wiggle and Rhyme at the library near Phoebe's house. I take Arlo. I've only done it once so far. Phoebe accompanied me last week and then she left me there. And I have never seen so many babies and toddlers in one place.
Oh, golly. Oh, it sounds like a nightmare.
There must have been 50 buggies.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah. I mean, it was like a buggy park. You know, when you sort of have trolleys in a supermarket, it was like that. All these buggies were sort of five deep, lined up.
Wow, popular class then.
Yes. I mean, libraries are brilliant and South London is very well served for libraries. And, that thrills me. I have to say, Arlo was a bit stunned by it all.
I bet he was.
He was very watchful, because he's an only child. He's not used to lots of other children.
He's
just wide-eyed and staring, really. But it's nothing really changes. I mean, there are a few small changes, But all the old words came flooding back.
Oh, go on. What were you singing? Were you singing?
The wheels on the fucking bus.
The wheels on the bus. I know. I found myself. Oh, I've been there as well.
Yeah, and winding that fucking bobbin, you think, after how many years of bobbin winding?
Gosh.
Have we done it? Still needs winding. You still have to pull. And then zoom, 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 we're flying to the moon. Was not one I did when Phoebe was
No, little. That's a new one on me. No.
Zoom, 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 we're going to the moon. Zoom, 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 we'll be there very soon, right? If I had a gym membership, I nearly called you Lucy. I don't know why. If I had a gym membership, Rachel, Judith, I would ditch it because this is a workout, wriggle and rhyme, because the babies can't do anything, the babies. You've got to lift them to the moon. You've got to lift them.
Oh, you're lifting up the babies to the moon, zooming, zooming.
Yeah.
Oh, it's tiring, isn't it? Oh, it is tiring, honestly. Yeah. I know. Try taking two.
Well, I know, Judith. You could not lift. No. Not without having done a lot of weight training beforehand. You could not lift those two babies in the air, one hand each. You couldn't do that. And then afterwards, I was getting him back in his coat and all this, and we're sitting on a sofa, and there was a mother with her sort of adult son, well, who's in his teens, you know, about 19. And Arlo just, you know, he's sitting very well, but he just fell forward on his face. And you know, like they do. And we both recovered well, pretended it hadn't really happened. And, this son of this mother was watching. And then she came up to me later and she said, he'd said to her, "Did you ever let me fall on my face?" And she went, no, I never did. And she said, "Oh, of course I did. But, you know, it's just now and again. And we got a letter this week that sort of pertains to that. We'll just really we'll cover it very quickly now. And it was one of our Nana listeners who had a really traumatic incident last week when she had a grandchild on her watch and they fell quite badly. And she's having flashbacks and all sorts of traumas over this and won't forgive herself. We're just saying, we're not going to mention any names. We're saying now it happens to everybody.
Absolutely. And it'll happen to us. I'm afraid it will happen to us.
Yeah, and you know, and sometimes it will end up in A&E, and sometimes your heart will stop. But all you can do is try your very best and be as vigilant as you possibly can. And you know, when Arlo did fall on his face, it was only on a sofa, but he did do a complete face plant.
Yeah.
But there we go. I was sort of like saying to him, don't tell your mum, let him talk, you know.
Yes.
Anyway, now we are going now to Culture Corner, Judith.
Yes. What have you been reading?
I have finished Other Women by Emma Flint, which is a fictional account of a true crime murder from the 1920s. And I enjoyed it a lot. It's getting quite a lot of attention right now. And I think it's a fine book.
Is it a new book?
Oh, yes, it's a new book. It's just out in the last couple of weeks. I have also downloaded one of the Women's Prize long list nominees. I have gone for Memphis by Tara M. Stringfellow, described as a celebration of three generations of Southern black women. And it already promises to be a thumping good story. I just thought I haven't read, something from another world.
For a while.
Yes, I want a different flavour. I want a different sort of life story to anything I know. And I think this. I mean, you can kind of trust the Women's Prize long list. So that's Memphis. What about you?
Sounds good. I've started. You've read it already. Mayflies by Andrew Hagan. Andrew Hagan? I find it a bit blokey at the moment. I need something to distract me from the DIY fucking boredom.
It is. It's about male friendship.
Yeah, I suppose it's always going to be a bit blokey then, isn't it?
I don't find it blokey because I thought it was a really sensitive account of male friendship. And there is a passage or a chapter in it when they all go to Manchester for a punk weekend, which I think is some of the finest male friendship writing I've ever read. Mm-hmm. It has been televised, so I didn't watch it on the telly because knowing what the end is, I didn't want to see it because it's quite sad.
Right. Right. Okay.
But I think it's a fine book. I really do.
I shall stick with it. I'll stick with that.
Now, television. Tell me what you're watching.
I saw Kathy Burke's, is it Growing Up, Growing Older, on aging.
Now, people have suggested I watch this, and I just don't know about it.
Yeah, it's good. Well, it's a two-parter, and I haven't watched the second one, because the second one is about her talking to young people. So I thought, you know, well, you know, whatever, yeah, yeah, whatever. But the first one, I mean, she's great company, isn't she, Kathy?
Yes.
I do like her. I like her a lot. And she, yeah, so she talks to Jennifer Saunders, and what else did she do? Oh, wait, tell you where she went. She found this really interesting sort of co-housing project in London, which is gorgeous. I mean, lovely flats, nice group of all women, I noticed. Yeah. I mean, literally all women, ranging from sort of 70s
to 90s.
Was
it a big house kind of?
No, they were kind of units, but I think they had communal areas, and it sort of, it kind of was the end of the programme, and it was a sort of optimistic kind of, yeah, why wouldn't you want to live here?
But how old were they? They're not our age, is it 80 plus?
Well, I think some of them were in their 70s, look like, but maybe, you know, but people do look younger than they actually are these days, don't they? Certainly some of them were in their kind of early 90s. But I suppose what was not asked and what I wanted to know is what happens when you get a bit infirm. You know, they all look quite sprightly and were doing their allotments, and they'd obviously pooled a lot of
resources. There's probably some hidden units around the back, you know, like hotels where you end up in the annex.
Yeah, do you
sort of hide you away, and
So I don't know what happens if that, you know, because they said that nobody has left so far, so it's a bit early in its sort of gestation to really judge. But yeah, I mean, I just really enjoyed Kathy Burke talking about, you know, the physical changes that that happened. Yeah, I mean, she's good. I liked it, and I don't know. There was something about it that was sort of honest, but without being depressing. It was a nice tone.
That's the sort of space she occupies, because she is so much herself that there's no kind of artifice with Kathy Burke.
None. That's right.
And I think that's what makes us trust her so much. Yeah. I mean, I always tell the story about, she did a voiceover once for me for a live show very early on in my career, in 1994, I think it was. And she played the goddess of bad behaviour, had this voiceover she did for me. And she said, I'll do it for you. I just want 20 Benson Hedges and a can of lager.
Wow.
And I provided her with that, and she did the
She was happy.
Yes, and she was very good. I watched both parts of the Paula Yates documentary, and desperately sad. She should be alive, so should Peaches, and it's horrific that they aren't. I was terribly envious of her, but the end was so murky and sad, and this horrific self-fulfilling prophecy. In the end, there was only one way it was going to end, and, you know, it was as if it had been written for her. And, you know, there's a terrible piece when she said, you know, I was accidentally, well, was it accidental? She was accidentally sent her own obituary by one of the tabloids with the heading Suicide Blonde.
Really?
And it just was a really stark reminder of how badly we all behaved in the 90s, how, and I count myself in amongst this, of how cruel I could be on stage and how cruel everybody was. And there's this culture of cruelty, and we couldn't stop hounding each other, and the paparazzi were at their height of their powers, and she lived with 60 journalists and photographers outside her house. And it was all stuff that you just cannot imagine happening anymore. And it happened, and we allowed it to happen, and everybody stood by, and we were all complicit in it. And I used to see her around, and I met her a few times, and she was the prettiest woman. She was an absolute stunning, charismatic beauty.
Well, I'll take a look at that.
And Jeff and I also absolutely hooked on Next in Fashion, which is on Netflix.
Is Jeff into that as well?
Oh, God, yes.
Is he?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, Mike would be really bored with that. Okay, so are we on to art?
We are onto art. Now.
Yes, yeah. I copied you and went to see the Alice Neal.
I didn't know you were in London for the day. Was that when you went to the theatre?
Sometimes I do things without you, you know. Yeah. God, it was good. I loved that exhibition. And like, I mean, you said last week, didn't you? But because she looks like this, a woman who runs a sort of sweet shop. But or Mary Whitehouse, the footage of her as an old lady. You would never, ever think that she was this kind of subversive, outspoken, almost artist, revolutionary proper, artist.
You know, a really cutting edge artist of her time. I mean, born in 1900 and sort of really... really kicking off in her 60s. I mean, that was what's so great about it, because I didn't think her early work was particularly good.
Oh, I did. I liked her early work. But those strong outlines that she does to all of her portraits, really strong. And then there's a footage, isn't there, of her doing it, talking to somebody and doing it. And you just think, well, she's holding the paintbrush at really a long, sort of at arm's length. But just those outlines, she just doesn't even look like she's thinking about anything, but they are right. You know, they're right and they're strong the first time she does it. It's extraordinary. The skill.
I'm glad you enjoyed that. I loved it. Okay, we're on to emails now. There's an interesting one from Wendy, age 57 and 7 months. She had a very annoying, disappointing meeting with a car salesman. She went to a car showroom with her husband. Salesman asked normal stuff. And then if I preferred a specific colour, I said, I don't mind. He said famous last words whilst talking to
cheeky,
the husband.
Cheeky
then
monkey.
Then went on to say to my husband, she'll change her mind. He then went on to explain the different purchasing types, blah, blah, blah. I asked him to reiterate something. He looked at my husband and said, she's not been listening, has she?
Oh, my God. I hope she slapped him.
No, she was very, very, very good. And she took it all out on her email to us and called him a fuckwit. There we go. Well done, Wendy. Yeah, he is indeed a fuckwit.
A fuckwit.
And
totally.
She's not going to buy a car from there.
No. Serves him right.
Serves him right. Yeah. Fuckwit.
We've also had an email from Liz, who doesn't tell us her age.
No, she doesn't.
She's kind of a bit remiss of her, really, isn't it? But we'll forgive you, Liz. Now, she says, thank you for raising awareness. Read the shingles vaccine at the back end of last year. She's been listening, hasn't she?
Oh, no, she's 55. It goes on to say... I carried out research to establish where I could have one locally and the cost, as I'm 55. And you have to be 70 to get a shingles vaccine on the NHS.
Or you pay for it, which I did.
Yes, you did that, didn't you?
Very expensive, but, maybe worth it. And she goes on to say that she had chicken pox when she was 20, blah, 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 and it was pretty dreadful. Yeah, often is.
So she thought she'd be a prime candidate.
Yes.
And then she said, well, did she get jabbed up?
She didn't get round to it.
She's
got shingles,
She says she's cross herself. She's crossed for herself, she said, first and hopefully the last time. Zero energy for days, mostly laid up, headaches, virusy, welted blisters under left armpit, soaked
horrid.
In calamine, bra half off, left tit roaming round loose somewhere. Don't lose that left tit, make sure you find that. And it's very unpleasant. So basically, if you can afford it, think about it. I haven't had it done, and of course,
should.
Well, I'm thinking Wiggle and Rhyme on Friday. The place is a bloody petri dish.
You know what? Of course it is.
I just sometimes I'm really dicing with playing Russian roulette with all sorts of ailments, aren't I? At Wiggle and Rhyme. But there we go. Anyway, listen, Judith. I hope that cough clears up with the sea air.
Indeed, indeed. And I hope you have a lovely birthday, my friend. And look out for my package, which I think is coming on the wrong day, but I better check. But yeah, have a lovely time.
Can it not get through the letterbox?
No, it won't get through the letterbox.
Oh, it's a big thing.
It's quite a big thing. It's heavy.
Is it a jumper?
Heavy.
Is it a new jumper?
No,
I'd
it's
like
far too
jumper.
Heavy. It's weighty. I'm not going to give you too many clues, as you might guess. It's weighty.
Is
you
it new crayons?
It. No, you'll love it. You'll love it. Okay. It'll go on the notice board and it'll be your favourite present ever. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
It's going to end up in Camberwell sorting office for the next
2 weeks. That's the trouble. It probably will.
It's not going to go off. Is it cheese?
It's going to go off. That's the thing. It's going to go off.
Oh, great. It's something edible. Fucking brilliant. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, Judith, I'll do what I can. I'll try and persuade Jeff to stay in Friday morning.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll find out when it's coming. I think I might have to look at the email. Don't worry. I might track it. I might track the package.
Okay. All right. But behind the bins is fine.
Okay.
Oh, God, there are some people listening on Friday who know where I live, and if they think it's cheese, they're going to be searching behind my bins, aren't they, like big foxes. Anyway, yeah, if you want to get yourself in touch with us, remember the email address is olderwiderpod@gmail.com.
They said in unison.
Toodle bit. Well, not quite in unison.
A little bit.
We tried. Love to you and take care and speak soon. Okay?
Bye.
Bye.
Toodle pip, everybody. Bye, gang.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.